You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So we are about to move into the portal of the eclipses. But before that, we're right on the edges of a full moon in Gemini. It'll be exact at 9:12 p.m. on the 11th, which is Wednesday. And it does have some interesting, possibly challenging aspects connected to it. But also, I think that obviously there's interpretive ways to look at all these things, and that's what we're doing. So the potential for this Gemini full moon, there's a lot of potential when it comes to expression and communication and learning how to express properly, possibly lessons around lying or little white lies, or how little lies can lead to difficult complications, that sort of stuff. But what we have is the full moon in Gemini, and that very same day, the Venus and Saturn will be conjoined in Capricorn. So it's like a those two energies are so very different. The Venus-Saturn energy really wants to be serious and committed and long-lasting, and its focus is, it can possibly be too perfectionist as well or exacting. But if you can, then that's always the trick with the astrology. If you can take those energies and instead of turning them in, like allowing them to run the path of, you know, sadness or like self-worth issues where you're beating yourself up and you're not good enough, that kind of energy, which can come with, or not lovable enough, or you're, you know, somehow not worthy can come up during this full moon. And if it does, if that's you, if it comes up and you find yourself feeling like a reject or abandoned or isolated or alone or just not worthy of love, like the thing that is given to everybody freely from the universe, if you're feeling like that's going on, just kind of be there for yourself and let yourself feel your feelings, because they'll pass. They're just feelings. And they'll help you figure out exactly what you do want to create and the kind of feelings you do want to create. So don't get too stuck in focusing on those terrible feelings. Rather, just let them, you know, feel the feeling, feel it in your body. Where is it? Is it in your chest, near your heart center? Is it something that hits you in the gut? Does it give you a sore back? Is your neck tightening up? Do you feel a headache? Like, where is this feeling in your body? And breathe into it, like consciously and slowly breathe into whatever area of your body you can feel this restriction, or what these sad feelings of unworthiness or sorrow, it could be sorrow or sadness. That Saturn energy can be pretty heavy and depressive. So if you can just feel it and let it go, it's pretty easy to move through too, which is good. If you just get stuck in believing everything that your feelings are saying, then it can lead to trouble. But the same energy that day could have you focused on something very important and committing to something very important and committing to like sticking with it through the long haul. And also with Venus, it adds this like beauty and like maybe a classic. So maybe you purchase something that's classic and will always be beautiful, or you invest in something that's a classic and it's always going to be useful. It's always going to be, you know, important. There is this like kind of weighty, lucky energy, but also with the Gemini energy, there's like lots going on in the mental realm. It's very fast moving, like quick-witted, gets bored easily, master, what Gemini, the famous saying for Gemini is a jack of all trades, but a master of none, because they have such curious minds that they want to kind of just delve into everything. They can't become a master at something specific because their purpose is to sample all of it rather than to just be, you know, zoned right in on one, which is what it usually takes to become a master of something. So do kind of use that energy to see what are all the areas that you could be focusing on. Maybe there are more balls that you could get into the air and still maintain your focus, especially if they're, you know, relevant balls. that same day that we have the full moon, we do have a square with Neptune. So that can cause, I always feel like Neptune heightens our sensitivity. It heightens our awareness of other realms. So if you're prone to picking up negative energy or being aware of, you know, dark vibes or energy, this day you could be even more prone to maybe an anxiety attack because you're picking something creepy up, or just this sort of conscious, maybe you want to like drink more than usual or do something in excess that's not for your greater good. And that can often be like attachments as well. So be aware that on this day, on this full moon, that you could be more sensitive to all the kind of negative influences of the universe. Shield yourself from the news, shield yourself from, like, it can be very upsetting, all these things, and you might be more sensitive to it. Like, for instance, and I don't even want to share this story because it upsets me so much, but this is the sort of thing where I'm just like very, like, I'm sensitive. So I'm picking up this full moon sensitive energy too. But in my neighborhood, we live very close to the mountain, like half a block away from the great outdoors and the woods, and bears live there. And so there's a lot of other things live there too, all seemingly harmoniously. But there's a lot of, at this time of year, because it's getting cold, but it's not like, you know, the Arctic cold where I am. We're on the West Coast, so it's like Seattle kind of weather. Rainy, but it doesn't really snow. So sometimes the bears don't go to sleep. They stay around and they gather food. So there's blackberries and there's lots of baby cubs around and mums and cubs. But then the neighborhood gets a little nervous and calls the conservation officers. And the what people think is that, well, of course they come and they relocate the bears. They take them and they bring them somewhere else and everything is going to be okay because we live in Canada and there's so much space here. And of course they relocate the bears. But the truth of the matter is they don't relocate the bears, they shoot the bears. So this year in British Columbia, the province that I live in, Canada, over 500 black bears have been killed because, well, I guess because they just don't have the resources to relocate them. And as soon as a bear gets close to human territory and they think they're habituated to living on, you know, the garbage we provide or the fruit trees in our yard or whatever, they're like, oh, well, we can't take them out into the great outdoors. We're going to have to kill them. So it's upsetting because if we can just adjust to them being here, in the last, like since 89, there's only been 17 human fatalities from black bears, but we managed to kill 500 in the last 6 months. So I think I think we're okay. I think that we don't need to be worried about the black bears, but that's the sort of thing, like I just find it like gutting and painful that these mother bears and babies are just being taken out because we're too stupid to put our garbage away or we're encroaching on their territory and then the worst part is that nobody really knows that it's happening. So this like massive bear slaughter is happening in Canada every year, probably happens everywhere, and nobody really knows. Everybody has this little, I guess, veil of illusion on that we're going to take them to the wonderful bear conservatory, which we could because there's a lot of space here in Canada, but it's not being done. So I'm sorry if I hurt your heart by sharing that story because it's so upsetting. So it's that sort of thing that you can be more moved by or more upset. So I don't know whether, like, I can't fix the problem. So I can't change that about the world. So thinking about it or focusing on it is very upsetting. So I think basically what we're supposed to do is not focus on the things that upset us, to take our attention away from them, because then we're kind of feeding into the negative reality and our like vortex is, you know, being like spun in a very uncomfortable way. So we want to bring up our energy and focus on the good. So that's the kind of, you know, if you can do that, do it, because you're going to be sensitive that day. And also Monday, we just had Mercury going to Sagittarius. And Mercury is now about where it was when it stopped a few weeks ago or 6 weeks ago. So it's now got its momentum back. Things are going in a fast direction. You can think clearly. It's Sagittarian energy, so you might be interested in the traveling and communicating and ideas and publishing and thinking bigger and, you know, the higher reality or your higher self. Like, it's very expansive Mercury energy, which you could use to your benefit right now too. So with combined with this full moon and Mercury having just gone into Sagittarius, we have a lot of power to communicate and to express ourselves and also to get clear about what the truth is and what integrity is and the nuances between those things, which can be complicated. So keep that in mind. We'll have the full moon on Wednesday, and then coming up to, there's pretty good aspects. On the 13th, Friday the 13th, there's a trine between Mars and Neptune, and that gives us like an oomph to make our kind of dreamy world or our visions and hopes and wishes into reality. We have this like ability to focus and ability to imagine and plan and be certain about what we want. So Neptune is in Pisces and Mars is in Scorpio. So there's a depth of like watery, intuitive knowing and emotion that you can really tap into with this energy, like a certainty and a real, it's got that Mars vibe of like, I'm not stopping, I'm going this way. And I don't care if you want me to stop. There's this sort of like definite heading forward energy. And to combined with Neptune, it is like heading forward in the direction of your dreams and making your dreams real and realizing that there's so much power in our imaginations. We have so much power to control our reality by what we're focusing on in our imaginations. It's very creative space and it seeds reality. So we can become very conscious of that on the 13th. And so use your powers for creation well. The same day, Venus will be conjoined with Pluto. So it's in Capricorn. There's so much going on in Capricorn. It's like, it's really amazing and heavy, but also productive and foundation laying and possibly a great time to invest in stocks that will pay dividends in the long term. And this kind of, I'm a Capricorn though. So, I mean, I'm trying to look at the bright side because everything is like piled up in my chart, like right on top of my sun and my Jupiter and my North Node and Pluto and Saturn and the South Node were there. It's all just very, it's a lot. So I'd like to think positive, which you have to do, I think, always to be able to like handle life. But there is always like this sense of needing to take responsibility in Capricorn and step into power and figure out what your opportunities are and like not miss your opportunities. That's one thing Capricorn has, the Capricorn energy has a good nose for opportunity. So that's there. And also with Pluto and Venus conjoined in Capricorn, there's like, again, this like weighty commitment or this long-term involvement in something very deep and transformative that can heal and evolve all kinds of energy. So any sort of healing you need to do deep down in your heart or like emotional wounds of abandonment or rejection or, you know, even worse stuff than that, like incest and rape and like abduction and all that kind of stuff. And who knows? I mean, we've probably been around the block quite a few times. So we might be feeling the after effects of something like this that's coming from lives that we're not even consciously focused on right now. So it is good to clear your energy and be intending your healing in all directions of time and letting go of the past and focusing, you know, in the very moment where all your power is. So you might be kind of holding the space for turbulent type emotions coming up this week. But also like they'll come up, but you're going to understand where they came from. You're not just going to be like, whoa, what's going on? You're going to be like, I get it. I can see the root of this and I can see the root of that. And then once you kind of see those roots, it's very easy to let go. And sometimes you don't even need to see the roots, really. I mean, you can do it either way. Depends on your character and how much you want to know, really. So the 14th, again, it's a heavy day with the moon opposing Saturn, Neptune, and Venus. So that, like, if you're going to be depressed Or if you're going to work really hard and get stuff done, that's the day. Saturday's the day. Make sure that you take the time for whatever you need to take the time for that day. On the 15th, and you're also going to be, this is Sunday, the next day, we've been feeling this trine between Jupiter and Uranus for a long time, but it's exact on the 15th. And when it's exact, it gives us the most potent expression of it. Although it's kind of as really building as it gets to exact. So we're definitely feeling it all week, and it will even play a part in the energy of the full moon. So there's this luck and expansion going on all around you, unexpected expansion, things that are busting you out of the status quo, breaking up reality in ways that you need it broken up, even if it's just in your thought forms, even if you're just how you see things is busted up so that you can change your groove and focus a new reality into existence. Jupiter there means that it's lucky and it's expansive, and they're connecting in a way. It's fiery. Jupiter is in Sagittarius. Is it still? Did it just? No, it just moved to Capricorn. So it's trying. Oh, it's not fiery. Although Jupiter has a fiery energy, it's actually in Earth signs now. So the Jupiter Capricorn is trining the Uranus in Taurus. So the luck is it's not like a flash in the pan. It's this very stable situation coming in that if you were to establish routines and create a plan, it'd be maybe a plan you could use forever. And you could always refer back to it, like to be like, oh yeah, look at the plan. I'm still using this. What a great plan I came up with there at the end of 2019 going into 2020. So whatever, you know, open your mind to planning and be open to adventure. And it's especially potent to like right around the moons to see what comes up for you. I like to, like, I always want to get this out sooner, but I'm always really pulled to do it as close to the actual event as is happening. And I feel like that's because I'm tapping in more clearly to the energy when I'm right near it in time and space. So I'm I'm about more than 24 hours away from the full moon right now, but you can really feel like how it's going right up to and in the first, you know, 48 hours after the full moon and the new moon. With the eclipses coming up, generally they can be felt for longer. So in a couple of weeks, we're going to be experiencing the new moon solar eclipse in Capricorn. And that is an amazing day full of wonderful little blessings that I will come back and talk about. But for this week, we've got the new moon the full moon in Gemini. There's a wonderful energy connecting Mars and Neptune, and also the Jupiter, not Aquarius, the Jupiter Uranus, ruler of Aquarius, are trining, breaking up reality, helping us open our doors to new experiences. It's really exciting. And if it's heavy, there's heavy aspects too. So if you're going to feel sad, feel sad. There's no big deal about feeling sad. Just, you know, feel sad. We are all going to feel sad sometimes. And Saturn, it kind of is often implement, and Venus as well, with sadness. So feel it and then move past it. And then it's not such a big deal. And you become a more compassionate person because you understand what sadness feels like. So don't dwell on it, but definitely feel it. So that is the big influences for this week. Make sure to take the time to write down and clarify your wants, like putting pen to paper. Like even you could, you know, put it on your phone in notes, but there's something very magical about putting pen to paper and drawing it up into reality. That's kind of what it's like. You're drawing it up into reality. So take the time on the full moon, which is exact at 9:12 p.m. PST on Wednesday, December 11th. Take the time to write out. You can like 10 up to 10 different things you could request. And if there's some area that you're very much needing to focus on, that, you know, instead of diluting the 10 wishes, worded in different ways, all focused on the same area. So, you know, if you need to write something and you're resistant to writing, you could be, I now release my resistance to my writing. And then another one could be, I completely let go of any resistance to writing. Like, you know, see what I mean? Just use it in different ways to double up on the power of the wishes. So that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to check back to stay tuned into the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos.